life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hi, Bella.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome back. It's day 112.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been 10 days since we last did it, so not that long. But first, I want to start out with this week. In your journal entry, you say that it was stressful, and you also say it was one of the most enjoyable weeks of school so far. So please help me understand that.
So it's obviously coming into finals week. So there's a lot of homework deadlines that are either due this week or due during finals week. But I don't want to be doing them during finals week. I just want to focus on the exams. So that's stressful because it's like there's a lot to get done that I have self goals that I want to get done. And then there's like the campus Christmas. I think that's tonight or tomorrow at some point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like there's that I want to enjoy, but I also want to get everything done. So that's stressful to have all these deadlines that I want to meet for myself and, you know, for some of them for the professors. But it's been really fun this week because I feel like a lot of my classes were very chill and nothing too crazy. To be honest, I skipped one of my first classes, so I don't even know how that one went.
Bella.
But I know. It was horrible. I woke up, and it was I accidentally fell back asleep, and when I woke up again, I had 10 minutes, and I was like, you know what? Why?
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, you know, I'll take the L. And I did. So, that was the time. But my PAC class, that one was interesting. There was a guy when we came in, just in the PAC class, like with two other people, and he was in a gorilla suit. And so one of the most random things I've ever experienced in the class, for sure. And so I thought it was one of the students, you know, like being funny because our professor, Professor Dearden, is a really funny dude. So like a few minutes go by and everyone's kind of like staring at the person. A few kids start getting up and taking pictures with him. Like he doesn't speak. Nothing was said. He just stood up.
He doesn't speak?
No. He didn't say a single thing. Like he just came in, was sitting like completely still at in one of the chairs, just staring at the board. In a gorilla suit. Mask, everything. A gorilla suit and a Christmas sweater. It was festive.
Okay.
Yeah. Mask and everything. And then a few minutes of the class pass, and everyone was just kind of like waiting for Professor Dearden to get there. And he just like walks up in a gorilla suit and starts pulling the projectors down. And I was like, no way. And
what
so
in
then
the world?
He literally taught in a gorilla suit. Like he took the mask off at a certain point because he was probably like cooking in there.
I bet.
It was hot. But he literally taught the entire class in a gorilla suit. It was definitely strange, but it was fun. Like I was like, okay, you know, it is what it is. So it was a lot more of a chill class. Like it was just review. So that was fun and interesting. It was like the Pillsbury Doughboy, but like professor edition. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Then we had my last bio lab this week, which was also a lot of fun, but it was kind of sad because my bio lab I only had two other people. There's usually four, and we're all girls. And we all ended up getting to like know each other a lot and seeing each other around campus, and we had a lot of like similar friends or people in different classes that we all knew one another. So that was kind of sad to like, you know, I'm not going to see them anymore to like work with them in bio lab, which makes me sad, but I'm also not sad to have left bio lab because bio lab was stressful. So it was fun to have like a final bio lab with them. We took pictures and it was a cute little girl thing, but that was fun and exciting. Also, my roommate and I have both just been really stressed and we have been doing a lot of fun stuff, I think, to not be as stressed. So like we went and got Pizookies the other
day.
So if you go to this fancy restaurant, it's called BJ's. It's like a cookie, a ginormous cookie with ice cream on it. And it's just like a giant dessert. And we went and got them because if you sign up for, they should be paying me for this, honestly. But if you sign up for their app or like making an account with them, you get a free Pizookie. So Morgan and I refused to pay for Pizookies.
Oh, sure. Well, how much was it?
They're $7. They're like $8. But if you sign up for their app, you can get a free one with your app sign up and you don't have to pay and you can just go in and like get takeout and just so we just I she had me sign up for the app and she already signed up for the app and we just got Pazookies at the same time. Conveniently though, it did look suspicious because it was the only thing we got. We both came in at the same time, so we were like, hey, we're just here for our Pazookies. Uh-huh. And they were like $8, so it was like they were just like okay, and they just handed it to us and then we like got out of there. But that was a lot of fun, and we found this study nook that we didn't know existed. Apparently everyone knew it existed. We were so excited to tell our friend. We're like, hey, we found this really secret study nook. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's always busy. Everyone's always in there. And we're like, well, way to ruin it for us. Because,
okay, well, tell me where this is.
Well, now I'm not convinced that you don't know where it is. So how?
Look, I've got my own study spot, so I'm not going to go use this, I promise. Just
okay,
tell me what you're looking at.
It's in the BTS. Okay. It's like a loft in the BTS. So
second floor?
Yes.
Where?
Well, I can't really be announcing
this
location.
You're really not
going
to tell me?
Okay, well, to be honest, I don't even know the name of the room. But there's a specific room that's like towards the front entrance of the BTS. I don't know what the number is. But it has that metal staircase. That's probably a giveaway.
Oh!
Yeah!
Yes!
The study
all the way up there.
Yes!
That's the youth room.
Yes! It's like a lookout or something like that. We really thought that we had, because we'd never been up there. We kind of like, in our heads, were like, oh, the stairs are kind of rickety. So we're like, we're probably not even allowed to be up here. This was as adventurous as it gets for my roommate. Uh-huh. So we're like, we're not even allowed to be up here. This is crazy. We go all the way up the stairs. We set up this little study nook. And then two guys end up walking in, and this, okay, here's where it got weird, because I didn't mind that they came in, because, you know, they're doing their own thing, we're doing our own thing, but I assumed at some point they were going to look up and see us and be like, oh, okay, other people are also in here. They didn't. They never looked up. So they pull out their Bibles, which is normal, but then, like, they pull their Bibles and start doing a Bible study, but then I started panicking. We both were panicking, because we didn't want them to start getting personal with their Bible study and us just be like,
that is so awkward.
I
oh,
know.
My word.
It was so bad. And so then we were just, like, standing there, and then she's like, well, my roommate's kind of shy, and I'm not the shyest person out there. So she's like, say something. And I was like, it's already been, like, 10 minutes. You know, it's been a while.
But there's no way for you to leave this loft?
Well, we could, but we didn't want to. like
the only way out is that staircase?
There is a door. Yeah, there's a door
so
up there.
So you didn't want to leave?
No.
You had the option and didn't want to leave?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the study nook was free, and we were like, we already had a setup and everything, and they just didn't know. So we were also like, we were like whisper talking to each other and like texting each other and not even moving in our chairs. We were sitting like, we didn't want to be noticed.
Oh,
but
my
then
word.
Another guy comes in. So now there's three of them and they start having this Bible study. So in like a sheer panic of, oh no, they're going to get personal. And you know, like I don't want them to like say something while we're here and it might be awkward. Like they should at least know we're up here. I lean over the edge.
I cannot believe this. I cannot.
No, I lean over the edge.
This is secondhand embarrassment. Continue.
And I went and I was like, excuse me? They look up and immediately the first thing that I notice is these guys are like seniors. Like this isn't,
oh,
they're not
Bella.
Like people my age.
Oh, Bella.
These are like, they've been here a while. And then the guy looks up slowly and then he goes, hi. And he's like, how long you been up there? And I was like, we were here for a while. And I was
oh my gosh.
And then my roommate's also videotaping this entire situation.
What?
Yeah, because she likes to document things. So then she's like holding a camera, which is embarrassing enough as is. But they're
do
like
they
looking
see this
at
camera?
Us. I don't think so, because the video you can't really fully see them. You can just see me talking
okay,
to them.
Good.
So hopefully they don't, because that would be so awkward. But I was like, I realize this is how I said it. I was like, I realize you guys are having a Bible study down there. And you know, like just before things get a little too personal, those were the words that came out of my mouth. Just before things get a little too personal, I wanted to let you know that I was here. And then they were like, okay. And then Morgan panicked because she was like, Morgan's my roommate. She was like, oh no, they're going to think that we're kicking them out. So then she said, you guys can stay if you want. And then
oh my.
It was so bad. And then they were like, okay. And then we both just turned and just stared at each other for like a hot minute. And then they just kind of like laughed a little bit, like awkwardly. They laughed like they were uncomfortable and didn't know what to do. It wasn't like, oh, ha ha. And then continued. They like laughed and then like looked back up and then continued with their Bible study.
Well, Bella, I think I have the right to say this. I think you and Morgan have some learning to do as far as social cues go.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Now looking back, we probably should have just left, but like the study nook was open. And we were there first, and I think that was our initial plan. Like we were there first. And we were just going to give this up easily.
Oh yeah.
But looking back, that was so uncomfortable and awkward that like maybe it would have been best if we just took the L and just left. Because we took the L
agree.
Either way.
Oh yeah.
Like We have history with one of these.
How
people
big
on
of an
campus.
L do you want to take?
Right? You know, if I'm going to take an L, I'm going all the way.
Okay, because that's what happened.
Because the thing is, one of these guys we had seen before. We had we were leaving the student center, and my roommate had put her hood over her head and was being funny. We were like walking. She's like, "I can't see anything right now," and she gets spooked very easily. And she goes, "You know, what'd be so funny is if I turn around and someone's right there." And so I turned around, and there is someone directly behind her. He's trying to pass her. Like, we were just like, he was just trying to go around her. And so he's walking really fast. So I went to say, like, "Hey, watch out, someone's behind you." But before I could do that, she whips around, looks up, and sees him. It's also dark outside, and it's raining. So she gets scared, and she jumps and screams, and that scares him. So then he jumps and starts screaming.
What?
And then he goes, "Whoa, I'm so sorry," and then ran off. And that was the guy that was in the Bible study. So I don't.
Did y'all recognize each other?
I don't know.
Please tell me no.
I don't think so. We recognized him immediately. We were texting each other. She's like, "That's the guy from." And I was just like, "No, I know." I don't know if he recognized us. I don't know
how you survive. I would have died from all of your secondhand embarrassment, of all the embarrassment you had.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It was a time. It was very awkward, but it was fun. It's a good memory. We have videos. We have documentation of this. It happened.
Okay, show me that later. I think I do want to see that for my entertainment only. Back on topic. Mm-hmm. Next semester, you will be working at Cracker Barrel as a waitress.
Yes.
Wow. How did you manage that? And how is this feasible?
I think so. In high school, I worked a lot. Well, like my senior year, and I understand that. College classes are very different from high school classes, but I feel like a lot of my classes are very project-based coming into this next semester, and I'm going to have to be a lot more scheduled with my time, but I think that'll be good because right now I have to be semi-scheduled, but there's not like a huge deadline, so I end up pushing things off. But if I have more structure in place, I kind of have to get these things done, or if I don't get these things done, I will literally fail. And I don't like failing, so I don't know who does, but, you know, like, personally, it's just something that I will work really hard in those kinds of things. So I think it is feasible, but I chose waitressing because I actually really like talking to people and making connections and those kinds of things. It's one of my favorite things to do. So I really like waitressing. I work at Tost right now, which I absolutely love. I love being able to see people on campus, and, like, I've met a lot of people, like, through just, like, talking to them at the Tost line, and they're really sweet, and I really like it here. But I would like a little bit more money and a little bit more hours. So I've decided to, like, do something off campus. And it would be nice, too, to get a little bit of, like, different influence and those kinds of things. Influence in a sense of, like, other people, different ages and those kinds of things. Because right now it is only peers. And as much as I love my people my age, you know, like, it is overwhelming, or, like, it's a lot to, like, only be surrounded by people your age 24/7. And, you know, like, I really like meeting families, as weird as that is.
Meeting families?
Yes. Like, I love, like, I don't know. I've always liked meeting people's families. I think it's just very sweet to, like, get to see, you know, all the behind the scenes of, like, what made someone who they are. So, you know, that's, like, more of a personal thing. But, yeah, that's the plan, is next semester I will be working at Cracker Barrel. So
good for you.
Yeah. There are specific days where I won't be, so I won't get too... You know.
Sure. Last thing, Bella. You ready for Christmas?
I'm so ready for Christmas.
What's
I can't
happen?
Wait.
Tell me about it. What's
going to
happen?
So going home, we are going to have this. We're going to make Christmas cookies with my aunt. It's a tradition that we've done since I was like 6 years old. We make like a bunch of Christmas cookies, and we used to go give them to the fire department, like the police department, those kinds of things. And it was something that we did all together, and it was a lot of fun. Just like it was my cousins and my aunt and my mom, that we would all do it together. So I think we're doing that again this year. Sadly, we couldn't do it during COVID because, you know, there was like the whole like cross-contamination stuff. So we didn't get to do it the last 2 years, I think it is. But this year we are doing it. So I'm really excited. So we're going to go do that. I do have to work a lot. So
really?
Yes. But I am kind of glad about it because I need money. So, you know, necessity.
Don't we all?
But yeah, so I'm a little bummed that I won't get to spend every second with my family, but, you know, like, I do need money, and they have their own schedules too. So my sister, while I'm doing break, my sister will still have a little bit of school and sports practices and stuff like that, which she's a person I'll be spending majority of my time with.
Okay.
So, you know, it makes sense. When she's not there, I'll just be sitting at the house anyway, you know, with my dog. So I was like, well, I might as well work a little bit. So I'm going to be doing that a lot. And then the rest of it is just spending Christmas with the rest of my family. So a lot of it is going to be them coming here or us going to their houses. And I'm just really excited to see my family again and get to, like, spend time together in big groups, because I really like big groups. So, Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think you like to talk to people.
I do. I love talking to people.
Bella, thanks for telling us all about your adventures. They're always so entertaining. I hope you enjoy break, get some rest, and it's going to be a nice reset too, because now we have new classes coming back to the new semester and a fresh start, if you will. So, Bella, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a ReSound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to ReSound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.